In a highly unusual move here in Washington, the House of Representatives, led by its Democratic majority, approved a resolution condemning remarks deemed racist from U.S. President Donald Trump, words he had aimed at four minority women members of Congress. In a tweet, Mr. Trump suggested they go back to their home countries. In fact, three of the four were born in the United States. We get a report from AP's Ben Thomas.
Throughout my life, I've had people tell me to go back to China or Japan or North Korea.
Congressman and Ted Lieu is an immigrant and says he served in the U.S. Air Force because he loves America. But like he knows the go back insult.
That is a racist insult because it's based on race. If I was white, they would not tell me to go back to China.
He was among 240 House members voting to condemn as racist President Trump's tweets telling a group of Democratic congresswomen of color to go back to their countries of origin. All but four Republicans voted against the resolution, with Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia saying,
"We need to get to a certain time when we are back to literally doing the people's business."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The final vote, 240 to 187, only four Republicans voted in favor of the resolution. Much of the continental United States is feeling the effects of a dangerous heat wave. Principal advice being offered, stay inside. Meteorologist Andrew Orison spoke with AP.
We're going to be looking at a very expansive area of high heat and humidity, especially for areas of the central and southern plains eastward through the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and also the Northeast.
The United States has sanctioned four top Myanmar generals, including the country's commander-in-chief and his deputy, over the mass killings of Rohingya Muslims. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the four are responsible for gross human rights violations in an ethnic cleansing campaign. The sanctions bar those targeted and their immediate families from traveling to the United States. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A notorious Mexican drug lord returns to a federal courtroom today to learn his fate, which promises to be bleak. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
All eyes will be on Joaquin Guzman in a federal court in New York as the drug kingpin, better known as El Chapo, learns his sentence today during a highly anticipated hearing before spending the rest of his life at a maximum security prison. While El Chapo's lawyers insist he was framed, the government says evidence showed that under his orders, the Sinaloa cartel was responsible for multiple murders and for smuggling mountains of cocaine and other drugs into the United States during his 25-year reign. The 62-year-old was convicted back in February on multiple conspiracy counts in an epic drug trafficking case. Federal prosecutors say the guilty verdict from that 11-week trial triggered a mandatory sentence of life without parole. I'm Matt Small.
U.S. authorities say they're holding former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo on a Peruvian corruption warrant. The Justice Department said federal marshals arrested Toledo in California, where he'll likely face an extradition hearing later this week. He had been a visiting scholar at Stanford University. Peruvian prosecutors have accused Toledo of taking a $20 million bribe from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for a government contract to build a highway between Peru and Brazil. A widespread investigation of the scandal has included two other former presidents, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski and Alan Garcia, who killed himself in April. Planned Parenthood and other clinics that receive federal funding in the United States say they plan to defy the new Trump administration ban against referring women for abortions. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A lobbyist for reproductive rights organizations says they're drawing a line in the sand against what they say is keeping patients in the dark about legitimate health care options. The Department of Health and Human Services notified clinics it will immediately begin enforcing a new regulation banning abortion referrals, since no court has ordered it not to, even though there are legal challenges. The American Medical Association's warning that many low-income women could lose access to contraception and basic health services. One clinic in Maine says it plans to stop accepting federal funds so it doesn't have to comply with the new regulation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The White House and Congress are once again engaged in tough, down-to-the-wire negotiations over raising the U.S. government's borrowing limit and agreeing to new spending levels. The century-old debt ceiling is a legal cap on the amount of money the government can borrow to cover revenue shortfalls. To keep up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA1.